Jesus said, I say to you that listen, love your enemies. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So perhaps you remember that last week we began to hear Jesus' sermon on the plain. Right, Jesus' sermon in that flat place where there was no hierarchy, where everybody could come together. And Jesus began his sermon in a very traditional Hebrew fashion, with recounting blessings and woes. And then he says, I say to you that listen. Which makes me ask the question, how many people stop listening during the blessings and woes? How many of us stop listening during the blessings and woes? What Jesus had to say was not easy to hear, right? It was challenging. And it only gets harder because Jesus isn't done yet. He's just getting started. And so Jesus' sermon in that flat place continues in today's gospel reading. And it continues with Jesus explaining this new economy of God. Or rather, not a new economy, but a reminder of how the world was made. It's like Jesus and whoever is willing to follow and listen, it's like they're walking into an old house, like they're considering a real estate transaction. And they walk into this old broken down house, right? And it's all kind of beat up and falling apart. And you know, that shag carpet, that's really it. But then Jesus walks over to that shag carpet and he pulls up the corner and says, look, hardwood. Right? There's something good in here. And that's Jesus telling us about the creation that God made despite how we may perceive it at the moment. Jesus tells us, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Offer the other cheek. Don't even withhold the shirt off your back. Don't ask to get back what has been taken from you. This is how the world really works. And these are startling demands. Right? What we're hearing here is that Jesus expects his followers to live in a different way from those around them. Sometimes when my brain is tired, and I just want to sit down and vegetate, right? I like to watch action movies. Right? I like to avoid the guns, but I don't mind a little adrenaline. You know, some motorcycles would be nice. And martial arts is always okay. Jackie Chan, Super Cop. The perfect movie. And yet sometimes I struggle with what it is with which I fill my head and my heart because Jesus' words here are the opposite of the action movie, aren't they? Right? What does the hero in Jesus' account of the world do? They love. They do good. They bless. They pray for. They offer. They relinquish. They forgive. Right? It's the opposite of what we learn on the news, or what we learn in business school, or what we learn on TV. It's even different from what we learn on the ball field. Christian discipleship, right? Following Jesus. Christian discipleship means patterning our lives a whole different way, in a way that is distinct. Distinct. We don't conform to those around us. We don't follow the example of those around us. And this is especially true with those who would victimize you. Right? Christians bring a different reality. We don't follow the examples even of those who would victimize us. Tit for tat does not make sense in God's economy. Jesus says, do you love those who love you? Well, fine, but what's special about that? Do you treat well those who treat you well? All right, that's common courtesy. Everybody hopefully does that. Do you lend hoping to get in return? Well, that's just business, right? Everybody knows that. Jesus is asking, what is different about you? Right? What is different about you because of your faith? If we're talking about nothing extraordinary, nothing revolutionary, nothing changed, then we're not talking about Jesus and the gospel and the invitation to eternal life. Jesus invites us to something different, something radical, something more than the humanity of the action hero. Jesus invites us to the humanity that was created in the image of God. Faith changes things. Faith changes you. I grew up in a church tradition that was Anabaptist, which means we didn't baptize babies. We waited till someone could ask for baptism. And so I remember my baptism. I was about 11 or 12 years old. And I remember afterwards, some of my peers about my age gathered around and asked, "Do you feel different? Do you feel changed?" And all I can really remember is that I felt wet. I've rarely experienced God, rarely experienced faith as some kind of sudden revelation. That might have been your experience. It hasn't been mine. Instead, I've noticed that in my life, God has always been exceedingly gentle. God has revealed God's self slowly, over time, such that very often I don't even notice unless I stop and sit in quietness. And then sometimes I'll notice. And I hope that sometimes you notice too. I hope that you notice that you, because of faith, you are a different person today than you were 5 years ago. Or even 5 weeks ago. Right? Jesus' presence in a life changes us. Jesus does the work of recovering in us more of the image of God and less of the image of the action hero. People are not meant to have a killer instinct. People were created to have a golden rule instinct. Jesus said, as you wish people to treat you, do that. That is how we begin to recognize ourselves, says Jesus, as children of the Most High. Right? When we see the ways of God reflected in our ways, we begin to learn to recognize that God is our Father too. Now here we are, the last weekend in February, the final week of our observance of Black History Month. And I wanted to tie what Jesus was saying into Black History Month, and it wasn't too hard to figure out that one. Because we live in a world where almost, not quite, but almost the definition of being white means to not want to talk about racial justice, to not want to mention white supremacy, to not even whisper the words white privilege. That's what it means to conform to the world around us, to the powers of the world, to follow their rules about what should be talked about and what shouldn't. But Jesus taught us that Christian discipleship means not conforming to the rules of the world. The world where might makes right and money talks. The world of idealized action movies and political theater. The world of that old, worn-out, kind of nasty shag carpet that probably really wasn't a good idea in the first place. Christians are the ones who are to be able to speak the challenging truths of our world, to acknowledge our brokenness and our need for something better. Faith does not give us the strength of an action hero and six-pack abs and martial arts abilities. Faith gives us real strength, a deeper power, the capacity to confess what's wrong, to repent, to make change, the power to participate in the work of repair, and the inspiration to recognize where God is already at work and how we can participate in God's work, that same work that we see throughout the scriptures from the very beginning to the very end. Jesus' challenge for you today, I believe, is do not settle for the life of an action hero or a superhero, because that's thinking too small. You are called to something more. You are called to change the world in dramatic and important and lasting ways. You are called to bring about changes in hearts and in attitudes and ways of being. And each of us begins that work by looking deep within and observing how God has already begun a good work in you. Are you still listening? How does your faith change you? Amen.
Amen. Amen.